welcome to another edition of the Nicholas Chronicles podcast. It's June the 9th, 2011. I'm sitting out here on my balcony again recording this podcast. Beautiful afternoon. The temperatures have fallen because of a big storm that we had last night. It's probably in the low 60s right now and a little overcast, but it's a nice day. I'd like to start out this podcast with a couple of words of thanks for some things that God has helped us with. We've been asking you to pray for translators to come our way to assist us in ministry. Thought we had some folks that were coming in the line for that, and those didn't pan out. Those situations went different ways. But we did find a young couple named Eva and Pavel who have agreed to work with us, and they're both Christian, which is wonderful. They're not a married couple, but they're dating, and they're both college age. Pavel is finishing up college actually right now, so it will be probably the 1st of July before he can do a significant amount with us, but Eva has already agreed to start working with us here in the city as we do different ministry endeavors. So we're very, very thankful for that. Another thing I'd like to give thanks for is something that we witnessed this past Sunday. We saw 5 Roma brothers and sisters be baptized in the Czech National Baptist Church. And the thing that was beautiful and unique about this is the fact that they were baptized in a joint service with some Czech folks. And it was just a wonderful thing to see that type of unity in the church. And we're very, very thankful for that. Also, I had an opportunity to do something that was a first for me. I was asked to lead in the Lord's Supper at our Roma Church meeting that same Sunday after the baptism. And I'm thankful for that opportunity. I've participated many, many times over the years, but I've never actually led that service. So it was new and unique for me, and it was a special blessing. Now for some prayer requests. The biggest one, I guess, is for the Roma work that's going on in general. We have had a division in the Roma church that meets at the Armata Spasi, the Salvation Army building. Basically, not, without getting into too much detail, there have been some hurt feelings and some strong-willed opinionated type things that have crept up within the church, and a group of probably 8 or 10 have stopped coming, and I found out that they have begun meeting and have formed a service of their own in an apartment close to where the other church is. So far I haven't seen any outward signs of resentment or anger. I actually talked to a gentleman who's involved in that, and he was fairly gracious about it, to be honest. And so we're going to look at this as an opportunity that we may be able to work with 2 groups. Now, we have to find out a lot more information about their intentions, whether they intend to grow into a church, whether it might be a Baptist church or another denominational direction, and that's okay, but we, as Baptist missionaries, we just have to find out the direction that they're heading, so we'll know what the future might be for us there. But we do hope, if they have a heart to reach their people for the gospel, that they'll be successful. And we're hoping that we can be maybe a buffer to encourage both groups to not become critical of one another, but maybe even coexist somehow in that neighborhood of the city. Pray for us as we have a upcoming trip to Slovakia to learn about the ministry that's going on there. This will be our first opportunity to journey there. And so we need to find out and meet people to be able to better take over the work after the Silbys have left in August to go back to the States. Pray for us as we have started language learning classes and sort of an official status. We have a young lady coming to our apartment, is tutoring us two mornings each week, 3 hours each morning, and then along with the homework that's involved with that, it's pretty tough, but it's needed, and we are hoping to be able to learn enough language skills to sort of, I guess you might say, survival skills, so that we can begin to communicate little by little with the people here in the city. Pray that we'll continue to develop relationships with people in the city who work for various organizations, social workers, other Christian organizations that are involved in Roma ministry, so that they hopefully can be resources for us, and as well maybe we can be resources for them, and share in the work that needs to be done here in Bernot. Pray for Dawn and I on a couple of health issues that have come up. Nothing critical, mind you, but still sort of nagging things. Dawn has really struggled with her allergies here because obviously some new plants or flowers or whatever that have bloomed out here have really kind of put a damper on her. If you would pray for her to be able to get through that, and whatever this current season of blooming and plants and whatever will get past, so she'll feel better. And for myself, I've had a small accident that started a problem with my back. I was on a tram one day, and the trams sometimes abruptly start and stop, and it kind of caught me off balance, and I hit my lower back against one of the rails in the back of the tram. A few days later, I started really getting sore in my back, and so it's, again, nothing critical, but it's just very bothersome, and it's very uncomfortable, and so pray that that will get better so that it won't affect my ministry adversely. All right, I'd like to ask you to pray for something that's not directly ministry-related, but it is very important in our work. Part of the work that we do is technical in nature for the IMB, as most of you know. I'm in the middle of developing a resource website to help with training and sharing resources on evangelism, sharing ideas across many different areas and concerns within our organization. It's a pretty major project, and the biggest thing is the need to gather lots of information from many people all over Europe, and honestly, I've even gotten some information from a gentleman in Tasmania near Australia. So it's a very interesting thing, but it's a slow process, and I'm hoping to be able to speed it up a little bit. It's just the nature of working with a very large organization. I'm very thankful for the opportunity to assist with this, and it gives me a way to give back to my fellow missionaries and provide some resources for our people all over Europe and even beyond. Speaking of technical things, I'd like to remind you, if you haven't seen it, we have opened up a new ministry website to document our journeys in our ministry here in Europe. It's called NicholasChronicles.org, and if you would visit that sometime, you'll be able to see and keep up with things that are going on with our ministry here in the Czech Republic. And it's Nicholas, NicholasChronicles, Chronicles, CHRONICLES.org. And I think you'll find it interesting. There'll be videos, pictures, and all kind of things there for you to see. Alrighty. Well, we thank you so much for listening to this podcast. It's been a little long, but there's been a lot of things that's come up that we need your continued prayer support on. And as I end this time together with you, I'd like to read a few verses from 1 Peter chapter 4, starting with verse number 7. Now the end of all things is near. Therefore, be clear-headed and disciplined for prayer. Above all, keep your love for one another at full strength, since love covers a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without complaining. Based on the gift that they have received, everyone should use it to serve others as good managers of the varied grace of God. If anyone speaks, his speech should be like the oracles of God. If anyone serves, his service should be from the strength that God provides, so that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To Him belong the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. It's just a reminder that we indeed are living in the last days. This is a very practical and good word of encouragement. Keep your love for one another at full strength. Spend more time loving on your brothers and sisters in Christ than you do complaining and tearing them down. And use the gifts that God has given you to continue to share the grace that He has for mankind, so that we'll see more come into the kingdom for His sake. God bless you. Thank you for listening. And I'm praying for you right now as I'm signing off. We love you. Bye-bye.
When it's all been said and done, there is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life